Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
It's great to be here with you, Brittany, and thanks to the Teamsters and AppleTree Media Works for supporting our show. We appreciate it.
And joining us right now on the line, we've got Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Great to have you, Deb.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yay! That's right. And real quick, I know that you guys do some fun stuff on Labor Day. Give us a shout out, because I know there's something else you wanted to talk about what is going on up in Cleveland.
Well, tomorrow is the fifth annual Labor Day celebration, the Labor Day Festival sponsored by the North Shore AFL-CIO at the James Bay Park, which is located at 11848 West Pleasant Valley Road in Parma. And so all of our labor brothers and sisters will be out there. We will be there selling beer. And also, this is the time when the trades have their softball tournament. There will be a winner crown tomorrow of the trades, the softball team. So come on out. They're actually playing tonight. They started playing the tournament last night. They played last night, tonight, and then the finals will be tomorrow. We'll have face painting for the kids. There's Jungle Bob, who will have animals out there. We have Balloon Bender Dave. This is all for the kids. A lot of union vendors. A lot of really great, fun family entertainment. So come on out and join us tomorrow. And also solidarity with your union brothers and sisters. A great way to kick off the Labor Day weekend.
I definitely agree. I mean, I love going to all these little festivals and stuff over the summer, but I think the best one is whenever Labor puts it on, because it's a nice, fresh face that people don't necessarily see all the time, and it puts us in a good light, you know, get involved in the community, and the community comes out, and, you know, you serve your hot dogs, you serve your beer, and, you know, they get it from someone who's a great union person.
Yeah, but you know what else? We just know how to throw a good party.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Well, but the other thing, let's not forget, this weekend was brought to you by labor.
Exactly.
That's the other important thing. So if people enjoy their weekends and enjoy their 40-day work weeks, then come on out and celebrate. It's open to the public as well as to our labor brothers and sisters, so it's open to everyone. So we hope that people come on out and join us. Let's have some fun.
All right. I love it.
And you know, I always, this is the bad part, you know, come on out and help celebrate the end of summer.
I know.
I like celebrating the end of summer, but anyway, come on out and celebrate.
September means, you know, sweater weather and bonfires and birthdays and pumpkins. So good things are to come.
The beginning of fall.
Good things are to come.
The beginning of fall. That's right.
If it were the end of fall, then that'd be something to be sad about, but we've got good weather coming yet.
Right, and we won't talk about what will be coming in, you know, December, maybe January. Maybe we'll hold off till February this year.
Maybe. I mean, at the rate of global warming now, we might not even have winter at all here pretty soon, so.
That was a valid point.
Anyway, moving on to other terrible topics of the day.
Or it'll start early, whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so
on that note, the other thing, and I'll tell you, in this last week, I have every kind of news alert set up on my phone, on my pads, on just about everything on my computer, because we're all waiting to see what Trump is going to do with DACA. DACA is a deferred action for childhood arrival. As we all can remember, a couple of months ago, there were 10 state attorneys general that sent him a letter demanding that he rescind DACA, which is a program that was instituted by former President Obama that would give deferred action to anyone who met a certain age bracket, turned 16 by a certain date, and came over with their parents and are undocumented. And this allowed them to get driver's license, work permits, and could go to college, and there wouldn't be any problem with them being deported. Well, as we all know, a lot of people are really against the undocumented community and have been against this program. So they've been putting pressure on Trump to do away with the program, and the deadline that was set in that letter was September 5th, which is coming up on Tuesday. So this, most people were thinking that today would be the day that he would announce that he was going to rescind DACA. There are a couple of things that could be working in our favor, because the lead on the letter was the Texas Attorney General, and with what's going on in Texas, people are hoping that maybe he won't want to push this issue too much and he'll want to care more about what's going on in his own state and taking care of people that are victims of Hurricane Harvey. So there's a lot of speculation on what's going on. I actually read a statement by Newt Gingrich, and when I actually think that Newt Gingrich is sounding level-headed on an issue, I know that there's a problem. But he actually said that he thought that Trump would be better off not rescinding, because it would make so many different people angry, because there's between 800,000 and 1.6 million DACA recipients in this country.
How many?
So he... between 800,000 and 1.6 million, depending on where you hear. The number that you hear most is 800,000. And these young people are I know they're people that are bankers. They're working and paying taxes. And if you take them out of the economy, there's so many reasons not to end DACA. It's going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt the families. And then what is the next step? Are they going to then come and get the people and put them in deportation proceedings? So we have no idea what's going to happen.
Right. Well, it's interesting, too, because he initially campaigned on getting criminals out of the country. But it sounds to me like he's actually just taking who's easiest to grab.
Exactly. He's taking the low-hanging fruit, and this thing about criminals, that went by the wayside as soon as he took office. Yeah. He was going after his administration goes after anyone they can get their hands on. And as we have seen, if you've seen any of the stories about people who have been put in deportation proceedings, these are not criminals. They are people that have been in this country. They've lived and they've worked. They've not committed any crimes. I mean, there was a restaurant owner who was deported a couple months ago, lived a clean life, no crimes, but he was still deported. And the other thing that's happening, this is the horrible thing that's happening. When people are being deported back to Mexico, they're just dropping them off in the city just right across the border. And then once they get over there, people are being robbed. If they have any cash on them, the people from Mexico, because they know that they've got these vulnerable people coming into their city, they're robbing them, they're kidnapping them, they're holding them for ransom. I mean, it's horrible what's happening to these people that are being deported.
That is terrible.
Oh, it's just every day you hear something new, and if you have any kind of feelings or any kind of heart, it just tears at your heart. When I started to hear about people being kidnapped just across the border when they get sent back, and then families here have to scramble to try to get the money to send down so that their loved ones will be released, I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening. But this is what we have to deal with, and this is what we have now with this new administration. So hopefully this day will go by and we won't hear. I mean, it is 2:30, but, we've got another few hours, I guess, in the news cycle where he could end up saying that he's going to go ahead and sign the order to rescind. But hopefully we can get through this day and it won't happen. But we're kind of like living every day, is it going to happen today? So,
yeah.
Here in Cleveland, we've put together, there's a group of us, a group of organizations and activists. We are going to have a candlelight vigil coming up this Thursday at 7:00 at Market Square here in Cleveland. And it is all in support of DACA recipients. So anyone who is interested, please come out and join us. It will be, as I said, a candlelight vigil. And I will have more information up on our website and on our Facebook page. There is an event. I think it's already posted on our Facebook page. I'll check and make sure. The other thing that we're doing, we already have a graphic up. You can change. We're asking people to change their cover photo. There's a photo that I have up. I support DACA. We also have one for organizations. We support DACA. If you can change your cover photo. And right now I'm working on a Facebook filter so people can put it up on their cover photo. So we're just trying to make people aware and trying to make a lot of noise in support of DACA.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys are standing up for these individuals because it's very important. And more now than ever, do they need supporters? And this is a very unfortunate situation. And I'm sure we're all sharing lots of choice words that we can't really say right now. But in all honesty, the most we can do is just pray for the best.
Right. And just show your support if you can. Please grab the cover photo. I'll hopefully have the filter up. It'll be on mine and then the link to be able to put it up, your profile picture. Show your support and stand with DACA recipients.
All right, Deb, we are out of time and we've got to run. Real quick, what's your website?
Our website is clevelandjwj.org and Facebook is facebook.com/clevelandjwj.
All right, guys, that was Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.